શ્રીભાગ ભક્તિ સુધીર ગોસ્વામી મહારાજ, ઇફ યુ કેન સે સમથિંગ ઇન ઇંગ્લિશ અબાઉટ ગ્લોરી ઓફ શ્રીલ ગુરુ મહારાજ.
સો શ્રીલ ભક્તિ સુંદર ગોવિંદદેવ ગોસ્વામી મહારાજ હેઝ પરફેક્ટલી રેપ્રેઝેન્ટેડ ધ ગ્લોરીઝ ઓફ Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, as only he can. And he's asked that I say a few words in English, which the Bengali speakers have to forgive me, but something should be said in English, because according to Srila Guru Maharaj himself, his preaching was meant for the English-speaking world. He had some unique ability to translate the conceptions of Krishna consciousness into modern language, modern thought, modern philosophy, modern terminology, and modern means English. This movement, the worldwide mission of the Chaitanya Saraswat Math, spread outside of India through the medium of the English language. And we know Srila Gurudev has quoted different slokas from Srila Guru Maharaj that he wrote. He also produced the Pranajivanamritam in the 1940s. But he had another 40 years to think about what he wanted the world to know about Krishna consciousness. And specifically, he delivered that in English with his unique conceptions. He said one of the things he appreciated most about Srila Saraswati Thakur was, he said, my Guru Maharaj was not vomiting what he heard from others, but he was giving something fresh. So Srila Guru Maharaj, he gave fresh Krishna conception. He was not vomiting some rote recitation of rudimentary principles that everyone had been trained to say and repeat. So he gave such conceptions as reality, the beautiful. And he would quote Western philosophers, Western thinkers, of which one of his favorite was Hegel, to say that reality is for itself and by itself. What is he doing when he says that? He's translating karmanyevadikaraste mapaleshu kadachana. He's taking Bhagavad Gita and making it accessible in modern thinking so that the people can have some comprehension and that can become accessible to them. At another time, just as you see in this picture here, that he would sit in that chair. Once he said to him in the afternoon that he said, I say that reality must be dancing. What do you say? I say reality must be dancing. And then he translated his own sloka from the Premadama Deva Stotram, the Atma Siddha Savalita Purna Sokhi Lakshanam, saying the symptom of the ultimate reality must be complete pleasure and satisfaction and joy. He must be experiencing pleasure within himself to such a great degree that it causes him to dance. Said, so this indication can be none other than the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, because he's relishing his own sweetness. Sweetness is tasting itself and becoming mad by what it tastes, mad to the point of ecstatic dancing, and then singing his own name and distributing that into the environment. So in that way, he would connect what he had written in the Premadama Stotram to some English-style sutra as reality must be dancing. So in so many ways, Srila Guru Maharaj, he perfectly captured fully what Srila Saraswati Thakur wanted to give in this world. We know that when he wrote his Bhaktivinoda Virahadasakam, that Prakrita Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj and others were witnesses to Srila Saraswati Thakur saying, reading this, when he distilled, discerned, assessed What is the gift of Bhaktivinoda Thakur? What is the essence of Krishna consciousness? He compacted that within this dasakam and specifically within a sloka. Saraswati Thakur remarked, now what I came to give, there's at least one man who received it fully. What Bhaktivinoda Thakur's gift is, that divine current that's flowing through him, descending into this plane, there's someone who captured that in full, and that is Sridhar Maharaj. So now I am happy that what I came to give, someone got that, and although I may leave this world, at least one man remains behind who can represent me fully and perfectly. And that person was none other than His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj. Sometimes, in encouraging us to preach, Srila Guru Maharaj would say, my tendency was more towards collection. But he didn't mean collection in the way devotees normally discuss collection. He's saying, I wanted to collect the maximum from my Guru Dev, and I did. He could also say that. I did collect. And my tendency for distribution was not so great. He said, but you shall come and collect from me and distribute that to others. So, when he, after preaching for so many years under the banner of Gaudiya Math, and withdrew, he went to Vrindavan, and this very month, the month of Kartik, to pray how he shall continue in the plane of Krishna consciousness. And he contemplated retiring in three places. One was Uddhav Kyari in Vrindavan, because in that place, that is where his conception of golden volcano of divine love springs out. Because that is the place where the Brahma Gita was spoken. And this was considered to be the specialty of Srila Guru Maharaj by his godbrothers, that only he could give some realized explanation of this. So he contemplated that that would be one place that he would say. The Gangbhira in Puri was another place that he thought. So these three places. But then Guru Maharaj's transcendental process of how to make selection went into place. As he said, he scans all the scriptures just the way a computer scans all available information and considers them and weighs them in terms of their value of importance, and a sense of priority is established. Then he scans all of the sayings of the Vaishnavas. Then he considers the sum total of his Gurudev's instruction and works the whole thing forward, and then it comes to a point of some clarity and perfect understanding. So he said, I consider that Vrindavan, that is the place of the highest section of liberated souls. Not just liberated souls, but the highest section of liberation. We're not talking ordinary liberation. When Guru Maharaj is here, Mukta Namapi Siddha Nam Narayana Parayana Kotishvapi Mahamune, he says, 1 in 10 million liberated souls may be a devotee. Even that is too much. That's too many. So he's saying, the highest section of liberated souls, they can taste what is available in Vrindavan. Humbly taking himself as the non-liberated section, he felt unqualified to be there. And he thought, but I have heard that Navadvip, that is the place for the non-liberated section. So, yata yata gora pradara vinde vinde ta bhaktim krita punirasi tata tato sarpati hridya kasmat radha padam boju sudambu rasi. If you give your serving capital in Navadvip, then automatically the Vrindavan connection will be there. So Srila Guru Maharaj thought, then he will come to Navadvip. But did he immediately come? No, he thought, Nityananda Prabhu is the Dhameshwar of Navadvip. I must seek his permission before coming here. So he went to Ekachakra. And there he paid Shashtanga Dandavat before Nityananda Prabhu in a very humble, prayerful mood, saying, you are Patita Pavana. Please give me shelter in Navadvipam. Allow me entrance there. But then suddenly some special inspiration came from Nityananda Prabhu within the heart of Srila Guru Maharaj, saying, but you do not give shelter to Patita. And what does this mean? We know Srila Swami Maharaj's sister Pishima, she wanted his connection, so many others wanted, but he would not give initiation. He would sending to others, go to Goswami Maharaj, go, but not, he wouldn't give his connection. And so this inspiration came to him that, but you're saying, you, I shall give you this shelter, but you're not giving shelter to Patita. When you will give shelter to Patita, I mean, now you'll give others your connection, then you can take shelter there. And considering that, and some advice of Srila Jiva Goswami, that if you have some money, a man has some wealth, and there's someone next to you, they have nothing, if you don't give them a little something, then some fault comes on your part. And also a third thing he considered, that there was this Puranic story of one great scholar, and this scholar, he had so much knowledge, so much understanding. He was a pundit, but he wouldn't give that out to anyone. So he was cursed that in your next life, you'll be a mango tree and you'll be filled with the most beautiful, luscious mangoes, but not even a bird will come and sit on that tree and take a bite. So Guru Maharaj said, thinking of these things, and we know he's filled with that nectarine juice. He's getting some inspiration to give that out, some divine sanction to give that out to others. So he came here, and as we know, to finish that, in 1941 he entered Navadvip Dham, and here in 1943 on the Ratha Jatra day, Guru Maharaj says 43, but whatever, on that day he established the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math. And as Srila Gurudev said, and Guru Maharaj, as usual, whatever he does, he's condensing, concentrating spiritual substance into the slokic vibration, because then it will be passed on generationally. They're not just poems. This is divine sound. It's concentrated spiritual substance. Vaikunthe Prithivyari Sakala Chinmoy. The spiritual world is made out of these things. And he gave his, as Maharaj spoke, this Srimad Chaitanya Saraswata Matabara Udgita Kirtir Jayasring. What will be here? The Udgita Kirtir Jayasring. You cannot think of Srila Guru Maharaj without simultaneously thinking of Mahaprabhu and Radharani. Her glories, he's loudly vibrating them. Before Srila Guru Maharaj, Krishna consciousness became known in the world. But after Guru Maharaj, we came to understand, who is Krishna conscious? Is Krishna Krishna conscious? Krishna is not Krishna conscious. Radharani is Krishna conscious. She is conscious of Krishna, and what are the needs of Krishna? He began to broadcast Mahaprabhu's conception of Krishna consciousness around the world. That's when Krishna has become converted into the... But when Krishna becomes Krishna conscious, then he's Mahaprabhu. So from here, he's saying that at this mat, Nirata, Gora, Gatha, Grananti, they will take great relish and broadcasting this, Gora Gatha Grananti. They always want to talk about Mahaprabhu. Everything centered upon Mahaprabhu. As Srila Gurudev fulfilled Srila Guru Maharaj's ultimate desire. You can see over here, Mahaprabhu had come out of Guru Maharaj's heart, standing next to him, and then by Maharaj's divine arrangement, he comes out and plays in Govinda Kunda and returns to Mahaprabhu Kirtanan Ritya Gita Varitramajan Manaso Rasena. If anyone personifies what Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was talking about, relishing internally Mahaprabhu's Nitya Leela, that is Srila Guru Maharaj. Varitramajan Manaso Rasena. His mind was saturated with this type of rasa. Romanchakampa Srutranga Bhajo Bhande Guroshi Charanaravindam. And Mahaprabhu can only be there next to him. And what is the program of this mat? Nityam Rupanuga Sri Kritimati Guru Gauranga Radha Jitasa Vibrat Sambhati Ganga. Oh, well, first, yeah, he established it here on the banks of the Ganga in Navadvip. And what is Navadvip? Koladri Raje, Adri Raje. It's Gupta Govardhan. Right? The ultimate aspiration of Srila Saraswati Thakur and his followers is the Radhika Madhavasham and Govardhan. That is their aspiration. They're aspiring for that type of service. It is the search for Sri Krishna. Search means aspiration. We're searching this thing out. That is the work of the devotees here. And why? Who are we before? Guru Gauranga Gandharva Govinda Sundar. Why Govinda? Why he is establishing these deities? Srila Guru Maharaj said, and Madan Mohan, no friend of Krishna, no friend of Radharani mentioned there. These are all perfect things, but I'm just telling what he said. No mention of the friend of Krishna, no friends of Radharani there. And Gopinath, only Guru Maharaj can say that. Rasa Leela, mixed groups. So many groups there. It's an open thing. Chandravali's group, this group, that, they're all there mixed. But Govinda ji, Divyad Brindaranya Kapadru Madha, Srimad Ratnagara Simasana Snow, Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo, Prestali Di, Savyu Manasmarmi. Two things. The Prestas, their very dear friends are there, and what are they doing? Seva, service. So he liked that conception. So, and of all of his servitors, who personifies that? Who is Guru Prestha and Guru Sevi, but Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, who sat at the side of Srila Guru Maharaj for all these years, perfectly serving him, perfectly demonstrating what it means to be the servant of the lotus feet of Srila Gurudev. So, it's not possible for someone like myself to say anything in glorification of Srila Guru Maharaj, but sometimes we've heard something from him, like Ganga water offering back to the Ganga, something can be said, or from His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj and his serving group Hari Charan Prabhu and Aranya Maharaj. They're still here serving after so long and inspiring everyone to continue with this conception of Sri Chaitanya Sarasvat Math. So we consider ourselves so fortunate to be here today and have the opportunity to say something and attempt to glorify Srila Guru Maharaj. Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Avirbhav Mahamahotava Titi Ki Jai. Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. Nithai Gopremanande. Yeah.